Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? BDB Radio Network would like to welcome you to Live Show 2014. Are you ready? Modern American Smokehouse. It's Live Show 2014 with Fat Guy Radio Show and Full Court Press Radio. Introducing the laid back, Phoenix Suns loving, just back from his honeymoon, host of Full Court Press Radio, please welcome Ryan Scott. Introducing the sultry voice carrying, basketball dribbling, man crushable, host of Full Court Press Radio, please welcome Daniel Taylor. Introducing the fresh-faced, guitar-strumming, lonely boy. He's the lovable co-host of Fat Guy Radio Show. Please welcome Jake Woods. Introducing the greatest radio producer tasked with keeping the big guy in line, executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show, please welcome Philippius. Now, straight from licking the drippings from the bottom of the smoker with his turkey leg, rack of ribs, and moonshine in tow, he's the fat guy himself, your host of the Fat Guy Radio Show. Here's Corey Blaze.
Idea was that
we came prepared.
I'm out of breath. I ain't got no breath.
I don't know how to dance. Whew. I had two left feet.
That's the most I've ever seen you move ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's because
you know you take the elevator.
Can we get Corey some water here?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass out. We need some water at table six.
That's a water and a shot of adrenaline.
You don't know what number table this is.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I need a booster to get into my chair.
We need to bend those arms out. You don't fit.
What? You need a chair to get in your chair.
Help me. What's going on?
We need to bend those arms.
Don't worry, Philippius. I got it. Good gracious. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Live Show 2014.
Yeah.
Hello, Phoenix. Man, all seven of y'all, thanks for coming.
What the? Why do you get a goblet and I get a regular glass with a straw?
You want? Why?
It's because.
Oh, he's going to Blaze. Let me tell you why. I get to go. Let me get you. I'm Corey Blaze. I'm the big fat guy myself.
Has to come in last.
Indubitably.
Has to get the glass.
I had to come in last because I knew that was going to be a long walk.
Yeah, if he came in first, we'd still be waiting for the intros to finish up.
He has to dance the whole time. We might have to take him out on the stretcher or something.
Why do I keep sliding out of my seat? I know this is like all visual and we're recording the show as well. But folks, man. I'm out of my breaths. I can't do it. There's some dance professionals in here, but I can't do it like I used to. I'm old. I'm out of shape. I was back there having some kind words with the smoker, and we were getting to know each other one-on-one up and close. It was great. It was awesome. But welcome to Live Show 2014, folks. We are here at Bootleggers, Modern American Smokehouse, where they do it right. I'm telling you, out here in beautiful North Phoenix area, right off State Route 51 in the Shea Boulevard. We are out here. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse. So if you're listening to the playback of this live show, get out here, 3375 East Shea Boulevard.
Literally right off the 51.
You can't miss it.
We turned in and we were like not paying attention and we missed it.
You can't miss it, but you can.
But you turned.
Instead of making the right in the right,
yeah,
we made the right, then went to the light.
Yeah, we were like,
which was wrong.
We didn't look.
That right.
You just so get gotta right make, off
you gotta
the
make
freeway.
The right, then the left, and then you to make another right.
And you're right there.
Well, for those of you that this is Full Court Press Radio, Ryan and DT, and they're really good at arguing with each other over sports stuff.
Yep.
So you guys have your logos on over your heads there, and then Jake and I over here have got.
That's my name.
This is my name right here.
Yeah. That's my name.
Well, let's give them a moment while they have that cushy moment over there.
This is my name.
As soon as y'all done, let us know.
This is my name right here.
That's my name right there.
And that's his name.
Do you have a bell? Do you have a bell? Full Court Press Radio.
There you go. All right. You got your bell there.
Why don't we have names?
Why don't we have names?
Yeah, Corey, what the heck?
His name's right there, don't you see it?
His name is Fat Guy.
Here we go.
And your name is Radio Show.
There you go, very good.
And GFP.
Where's me and Philippians, and GFP. What is this?
I don't know. You're going to have a meeting with the BDB Radio Network staff.
Oh, man.
They'll get your names.
We're all here.
Well, we've got a packed show for everybody today. Thanks, everybody that has come out. We really appreciate it. We've got some very special guests that are here also joining us at Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse. And if you hear a buzz in our audio, it's just because our audio system got to the moonshine before we did. So that's the reason why
it's
our
a little
audio
buzz.
System is a little buzz.
You can get one too, though. You can get a little buzz if
definitely.
You want one.
I may or may not have had a little buzz. Lord, somebody don't tell my mama.
Uh-oh.
I may or may have not had a little buzz. But listen, y'all, laugh, react to us, have a good time, and enjoy the show.
Or not,
you can go to the other bootleggers in Scottsdale.
If you're not enjoying the show, you can at least enjoy the food.
Yeah. If you have a problem with today's show, email Philippius.
Yeah.
At Fat Guy Radio Show. Well, folks, let's dive into the show. One thing that's really big in our network is the fact that Ryan Scott over there got married.
I did.
Yes.
You got it on right there,
it
Ryan.
It gets tighter every day.
Yeah.
I told him
my finger's turning purple.
That's the sound of the handcuffs going on.
That's the handcuffs going on.
Yes.
You were fresh back from your honeymoon.
Fresh
right
back.
Now.
We got back Thursday night. So.
Congratulations to Ryan. Let's give Ryan a hand for being here. Yeah. Congratulations, Ryan. Now, when you get married and you have your ceremony and you do your the whole pomp and circumstances, I understand that there's a lot that goes on and goes into pulling off a show like that.
Of course. Most stressful, like, part of your life is before the wedding, really.
I think that was I know. Is she here yet? Has she arrived?
She's sore. She's probably not.
Oh, whoa.
That's right.
Where is it? Here it is. Oh, boy, yeah. Ryan, really? That's
I can
not
make
right.
the jokes now. So
right,
you can finally make the jokes.
That's not right.
I had to wait a long time to make the jokes. So
you can make the jokes now. One thing, Ryan, that you weren't aware of is the fact that I talked about it on my show last week that I had a problem with the communication regarding the information about me getting to your reception.
Yeah, he was not happy.
I was not very happy. I was very upset about it.
Yeah,
and it fell to the fact that Daniel Taylor was supposed to communicate to me,
which I did,
the reception information. Don't get ahead of yourself.
But he did,
which
right?
Which I did.
Eventually, though.
Did you not get the information?
Yeah.
Were you not there?
I saw you there. I'm pretty sure you made it there.
I did make it there.
Just because it didn't happen on Corey Blaze's time.
No. The whole thing, you were supposed to send me the information. When I saw you guys at the studio on Tuesday night, Ryan was so checked into the whole wedding. He was checked out of everything. He gave the earnest to you, Daniel Taylor, to send me the information. To you.
To me.
You.
To send me the information for the location of his reception. Now, Ryan, this is completely unbeknownst to you because this is all happening outside of you.
Right.
Because you gave the power to Daniel Taylor.
Hey, Ryan, question.
Yeah.
Did you see Papa Bear there?
I did. I saw him there, actually.
Yes, I was there.
Do you know how he got there?
I'm pretty sure he drove himself, right? Like
yes, because I gave him the information.
Directions, right? Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure that.
I gave him the information.
Here's the question.
Valid argument.
They do, but let me counter argue. When did you give me the directions to Ryan's reception?
The day of.
The day. 12:56. Hold on. Right.
I got it down to the time.
Hold on.
I got
right
it down
there.
To the time.
You gave me the directions the day of.
The day of.
Right.
Were you planning on driving there before to see where it was and then come later? Like
you are married, and I will hurt your feelings. I got something for you. Daniel, this is between me and you because I've been waiting for you to come here. You gave me the information the day of, right?
Yes, I did.
And the reception started at 6 o'clock.
6:30.
No, 6:30.
At 6:30.
At 6:30.
What time
I gave it
the
to you.
Day of did you send me the information?
I gave it to you at 12:56 p.m.
12:56 p.m.
Now
to
what?
Attend a wedding reception.
That's like a 5.5-hour notice.
Hold on,
like,
though.
What do you need? You need a whole day notice? What are you going to do? Prep the whole day before?
I didn't even know if I was really, truly invited. I was
you
sick.
Were.
I told you myself that you were invited.
He was literally
Tuesday. You're invited. I told you. I'll give it
I
to you.
I told you weeks before that you were invited.
And you already know I'm notorious for giving late information.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Thank you very much. That's what I've been trying to get to.
I give it to you the day of, before the time, so you get there in time.
Yep.
I can't work that way. I got a plan. You know, it takes me all day to prepare for something I used to do all night. What?
Is that?
What? Somebody say something.
What's happening?
What happened? What day it is? We're Pauline.
And yeah,
we're Pauline.
But you. I expect it now, Ryan. The other people. Now here. I'm gonna come on your side just a little bit.
Okay.
Because I said on the last show that I should have responded to the Facebook thing that Ryan and Pixie Scott put out back in January. But you know, I'm a little nervous, Nelly, about putting my address and nickname on Facebook.
Oh yeah, about that. Can you tell them to stop egging my house? Yeah.
See what happens? See?
I've been getting ding-dong ditchers, eggs, and my house been TP'd 3 times.
That ain't my fault.
I should have never put my information on Facebook, man. Never again.
Y'all, with that, a lot of people just sent me in a personal message, you know, hey, this is my name, whatever.
He doesn't even trust the personal message.
Here's a personal
message.
Hold up,
they have personal messages now?
I don't trust Facebook at all. With my
messenger.
Personal information.
The messenger. Facebook messenger.
I didn't even know you could. How do you
welcome
use
to
that?
2014 there, DT. Needless
Internet.
To say, to make a long story short.
A short story long?
I ended up pretty much chartering a helicopter out to, I believe, was West New Mexico.
Yeah.
To get to where the reception was. Uh-huh. I was there, and it was beautiful, and it was gorgeous, and I wish your sister was here because I want some more of those homemade marshmallows. Who knew you could make marshmallows at home? Anybody here ever made a marshmallow?
Flavored. You can flavor them differently.
And
than
flavor
vanilla.
It differently. Ain't nobody made no homemade marshmallows. I'm going to have to give that to the cooks of bootleggers. But I got to the reception, and I was unprepared, so I was embarrassed while I was there because I didn't get the information till the day of, so I honestly really didn't think I was going to go. So I didn't prep. All I had was my suit cleaned, and I was looking pretty darn good, I'm telling you that much. All I had was my suit cleaned, but I didn't have a gift. I didn't have anything because I didn't know if I was really going
to
go.
That's not that big a deal. You don't need to bring a gift to a wedding. It's nice. I'm not going to say it's not nice to get gifts, but I would rather have the company of people, which we did have,
sure.
And you did show up. And did you have a good time? Did you dance?
I did dance. But see,
that's a pretty good excuse to not bring a gift.
Yeah.
The gift is
you
no, coming.
But the thing is that I didn't want to. I don't want to be that guy that doesn't show up with a gift, Jake. I don't want to be that guy.
But you're going to be that guy anyways because you're the fat guy at the party.
You just made a sweet excuse not to, though.
I know, but I kind of feel bad now. So I have something for you, Ryan.
All right.
And I want to get the intern. If we can get the intern to bring it out to us, we have an intern that is going to bring us what I have for you, which is really interesting. So, what is this?
Mostly ladies.
What is this?
Introducing the greasiest intern for BDB Radio Network.
No, he didn't.
Put your hands up.
What?
For the intern.
Is he really? Is he coming out to his own intro?
He had to get his own intro.
Oh good lord!
Look at him. He's strutting.
Hold on.
He's strutting.
He is not strutting.
He's strutting right now.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Stop that. Come here. Come approach the console here. Y'all, this is the BDB Radio Network intern, also known as Intern.
Yep, that's his
intern.
Name.
Intern.
Y'all ain't got to clap. Y'all ain't got to clap.
He's just an intern.
No, no, see?
Stop it. You
go,
stop it.
Go over there. Go over there, intern. Good Lord Jesus. Did you really put your own intro together for this show? He put his own intro together.
He doesn't know that
show.
There's mic there that he could possibly.
Grab one of those mics, man.
No. Does he have mic privileges yet?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have mic privileges.
Put the mic down. Put the mic down.
Yeah, don't touch those things.
Don't touch the
mic.
I
was teasing him.
You know how long I've been waiting for water?
Yeah.
For a while now.
It's the Sahara Desert
up here. Intern's job.
Now, boys, listen.
No, that's Ryan's water.
Daniel.
He has two waters.
Daniel
I
Taylor.
I want one water.
Yeah, this is my water too, actually.
How did you get your own? Can we play that again? I want to hear. I don't want to know how the intern got his own. Play it from the beginning, because I think I heard something that wasn't right. And see, this is what happens when you go in and you start playing with the here we go. Let's
ladies
see.
And gentlemen, mostly ladies.
Mostly ladies.
Introducing.
Stop right there. Hold on. Mostly ladies.
How old are you?
Mostly ladies.
Mostly ladies.
Back it up a little bit more. Let's play it again. Back it up a little bit more because I heard something else.
Let's listen.
Let's back it up a little more.
Ladies and gentlemen, mostly ladies. Introducing the greasiest intern.
Stop right there. Did it say the greasiest intern? You couldn't even program the audio computer to say the greatest intern?
He spelled it wrong.
You spelled it wrong.
You don't know how to spell check, man.
The greasiest of all time.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the greasiest intern.
For BDB Radio Network, put your hands up.
Well, hold, stop right there. Put your hands up.
Yo.
Put your hands up.
Okay.
Not your. Yo.
Jake,
speaking to the mostly ladies out there.
He is no longer allowed in the audio room at the studio because I didn't even know you did that, and shame on you for agreeing to play it. Okay.
He's close to losing an internship, I tell you that much.
In our little green area, green room back there that Bootleggers has provided for us, please go get the manila envelope that you and I discussed earlier, please. Yeah, take your time. You strutted out here, but you sure is walking back a little slowly. We're not doing a live show.
Move the molasses.
Well, let's just go ahead. Let's give him some time. He's going to take his time, right?
Going to be another 45
you know
minutes.
Yeah, this right here. We're just going to have crickets.
Just crickets.
He ain't got nothing.
Pregnant
going.
Pause.
Dead space.
But Ryan has recently married. Oh, I want to back. Oh, he's back.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was quick. Okay, hand it over here, right here, and then you can return to the land of Inter. So Ryan is just recently married. So this is a card that I got from the Manhood Association.
Oh, okay.
And this is a ceremonial event here, if I can get a little timpani. This is a ceremonial event because he's married, and Ryan is a good boy. So this card he will no longer need.
Uh-oh. Oh.
His V card.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
So we have his nice. Honorary card, and those under the age of 18 probably don't get this.
Nope.
But we are going to go ahead and destroy this since you are now married. Man,
yep.
Right? So let's have the honorary ripping of the card.
The card.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can never get it back, right?
You can't get it back
now. You can never get it back.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
There's no amount of tape that can put that back together.
None.
That's right.
It's like Humpty Dumpty.
It's gone.
I'm okay with that.
Now, intern, you can mail that back to where you got yours. I need you to go get the other one. Nobody caught that one. Y'all didn't catch that one.
I caught that one.
Y'all didn't catch that one.
I caught that one. I caught that one.
Run back and get the other one because I see something more special waiting in the hallway there. Y'all come on with you. You guys just come on here. We're here at Bootleggers. We're going to get. Oh, look at. Oh, there's food. Oh,
hello.
Oh, hold on a minute. Let me explain just what happened. This is just. Oh.
Corey got a plate, but nobody else did, it looks like. That ain't enough for everybody.
That's all for Corey.
That's not all for me.
That's all for you.
Okay.
That's like a quarter of what you eat as a first serving. Like, that's your first course. Yeah.
You know what's
right
going on
a
in my mind right now?
Course.
What's going on in my mind? That right there. That's beautiful. All right, folks. We're going to get into this now. We've got two of Bootleggers.
Hey, Ryan.
Greatest American barbecue modern smokehouse here, and we've got the chef, I believe, is live. You guys take a seat right there, grab the microphone. Let's talk about what just hit in front of us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show the men behind Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse. Philippians, my notes are not saying. I got Jacob's name, but I don't have Chef James Fox.
We got to turn their mics
Fox.
On.
Chef James Fox. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a hand. Chef James Fox and Jacob, they are the men behind Chef James Fox. We've been talking about you for a while on the show, but please welcome to the show. I apologize for the name missing there. But what do we have in front of us? You bought us this butcher block of food.
It's our bacon board.
Bacon board. Our bacon board. Oh, and what are we looking at here? What do we have here?
Yeah, what's on this platter?
Please tell me the photographer is getting some of this. Okay.
We actually have five different types of bacon. We have our jalapeno bacon, some pepper bacon, cherry wood, some pork belly that we smoke in-house, and then our bacon confit, which is just some slab bacon that we cook in its own fat for about 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, my God. Which one's that one?
I cook in my own fat every day.
What's the fat-soaking bacon?
Yeah. That's this one right here.
I got a lot of fat cooking.
That's the fat-soaking bacon?
That's a fat-soaking bacon.
We are now changing this show, Jake, to fat-soaking bacon radio.
Oh, man.
That looks amazing.
The mouth is watering.
Okay, can we try this? Can we sample some of this?
Oh, yeah.
Or is this just for the pictures? Absolutely. All right, let's grab some of those plate settings. While you guys kind of dig in, I want to talk to Chef James here.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Bootleggers itself, Chef, and you are instrumental behind all of the great things that are happening here at Bootleggers, and you were here from the beginning and from the start. Is that correct? Were you in the ground level of that? What was behind coming up with, like, Bootleggers? I mean, it stands out so much from other smokehouses and other barbecue places. What was the idea behind Bootleggers?
Honestly, I didn't want to, you know, pigeonhole myself into any, you know, style of barbecue. I just wanted to do my own kind of style of barbecue, just something that people can come in and eat a different thing off the menu every single day. I mean, we have our entrees to barbecue to burgers. I mean, it's a complete spectrum all over the menu.
It's absolutely amazing. And
taking it all.
You have your
just
own, a lot of you have your own cartoon size smoker that's here. And if you just talk right into that microphone, he won't make it squeal.
All right.
Right up on, he got to love it and kiss it, unfortunately. With the Bootleggers, you're positioned right here at 3375 East Shea Boulevard in Phoenix, Arizona. Everybody that's listening to this, come out. Ryan, you've got your first bite.
You can't give me food and expect me not to eat it. Like, that happens real quick. This is delicious, by the way. This is the fat-soaked bacon.
The fat-soaked bacon?
Get some.
I'm fat-smoked.
I'm not kidding. And soaked.
Fat oh, my goodness. Fat.
Bacon soaked in bacon.
This is so good.
This is so good. Okay. Well, you have your moment. I'm going to talk to Chef for a little.
Bacon loving itself. Wedding.
Bacon.
This is right up there.
Bacon. Okay.
All right. We get it.
Yeah. Calm the hell down. We get it. Good Lord. It's Ryan soaked Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You have a moment with the bacon, and we'll be over here talking to Chef and Jacob. Jacob, to you. You're the general manager here at Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse. Tell our listeners that aren't present with us what they can expect when they come out and visit you. Here at Shea Boulevard and State Route 51.
Well, they're going to come into a great ambiance. We got a great playlist, nice decor, and it just has a really good welcoming feel. We are a neighborhood place. We have a lot of regular clientele that come in. Great food, friendly service, all across the board, great experience.
And I can vouch for that, because before we agreed to this with Rick and everybody else coming up here, there you go, we got some place. Thank you very much. Before we came up here, Philippians and I came and snuck in just to kind of see what the service is like, and the food was phenomenal. We put a whole lot of pictures up on our Facebook page as well. Chef, back over to you. What is some of the inspiration behind how you prepare some of the smoked meat? And it's not just all smoked meat per se. There's burgers, there's house chips.
Delicious bread,
homemade chips. Chef, share with us a little bit more about the menu.
I mean, realistically, like I just wanted to make something that, again, you can come in here, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, and you can, you know, jump your way around the menu and try different things. I mean, salads, to get salmon on your salad, get a salmon entree, or, you know, come in and get our nacho flat, which is one of the best things on the menu, I think. So
the nachos. I can tell you this right now. Them nachos is nachos. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all week.
Good one.
Your own comedy.
I got my own laughs. I got my own laughs.
You need them with that joke.
You knew the crowd wouldn't, so you brought his own.
I definitely knew that the crowd wasn't going to do it. There are, Jacob, back to you. There are so many, you mentioned the ambiance. This place is phenomenal. And I got to thank you both for having us out here, along with Rick for inviting us out. And what a lot of people don't know is that this whole live show came out from social media. It was us connecting on Twitter, and then a tweet was sent out saying, hey, why don't you guys come and do a live show at Bootleggers and to kind of help spread the word. Now, how long has Bootleggers actually been in operations, Jacob? How long has it been open?
We have been here since May of 2013 in our second location on First Street in Scottsdale. Down in Old Town Scottsdale, it's been there for coming up on 4 months.
Okay, so there's two locations.
Two locations.
Scottsdale and North Phoenix.
Double your pleasure.
Double your pleasure, double your smoke.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's phenomenal. The ambiance is absolutely incredible. And thank you for letting us come over and take over your restaurant for, you
know,
90 minutes. Why are you going to cry? What's wrong?
I'm happy.
You're happy?
Yeah. Put that song on again, the clap song. I need some background music to my enjoyment.
We're not liable
right
for any bacon seizures that happen.
Oh, my goodness. This is so good.
Ryan's going to go into a bacon coma.
A bacon seizure. All right, so share a little bit more about what's coming up for Bootleggers. I know you guys got a lot of things that are going on outside in the community. Chef, if you want to share a little bit about what you guys have coming up.
Yeah, down in Old Town Scottsdale, we're actually doing the Burger Battle. That should be a really good time. I think that's coming up in the next couple weeks. Yeah, I mean...
We just got done doing Devoured. Got a gold right up in the Arizona Republic. Let's not forget about the past.
For sure.
Nice.
Thank you.
There you go. A little ding there for you.
All right. And then we also have the Arizona Barbecue Festival coming up.
In April,
yes.
I believe.
April 5th.
And who is this wonderful guy standing in front of us?
He's divvying out my bacon to other people.
This is our owner, Rick Phillips.
Rick, I knew it was. I just wanted to give him a hard time because Rick is instrumental in behind. Can we give? I know you got food in your hands and barbecue sauce on your face. Can we give Rick Phillips right there in the hat a hand? That man is an incredible. Jacob, can you share the microphone with him? Rick, we can just talk with you for a few seconds.
All right.
Man, I got to thank you so much for letting us out here. And you guys were instrumental in just getting us to do this, and it's great because it's a young show, our young network, working with your young restaurant, and it's amazing. What was behind Bootleggers, man? You own this place. What were you thinking when you just sitting up one day and said, you know what, I want to smoke something, and you didn't realize something illegal was bad, so you decided to smoke meat?
That's a great question. What was I thinking? I live in the neighborhood.
Okay.
First and foremost, I live in the neighborhood. I've lived in the neighborhood for a dozen years. And used to come to this place when it was the Dirty Drummer. It was half the size. I don't know if some of you ever been here, but you remember it was just a tiny little bar.
Yeah, there's a couple of people back there saying, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. and a couple owners later, the guy just didn't want to be here anymore. And my partner, Kevin, and I, who also lives in the neighborhood, said, this might be fun. Let's do this. My partner, Kevin, has a background in barbecue. He has a professional barbecue team. They do all the KCBS competitions.
Sure.
He gets out there like pit masters, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
I throw with my other business partner, David, who we're talking about, the food festivals. And one of them is the Arizona Barbecue Festival. We would throw those festivals, and Kevin would compete in them. And that's how we hooked up. So we
that's
both
phenomenal,
have a lot of background
man.
In barbecue
yeah.
and a love for barbecue. And we said, we're going to do some barbecue here, but we're not going to call it a barbecue restaurant. We just want to have some barbecue.
Just have some barbecue, but don't call it a barbecue
Too
restaurant.
Too much pressure, because in barbecue, everyone's right. No one's wrong. They
that,
want
that is so true.
Well, they want the meat to fall off the bone. They don't want it to fall off the bone. They want it dry. They want it wet. And they're all right. You want what you want.
Have we not, Jake, have that
Me and
that
Corey have
argument?
Gotten in. Very many arguments.
Yeah, almost going to fisticuffs over dry versus wet.
Oh, it's brutal. And so David and I, we throw the Arizona Barbecue Festival. It's coming up April 5th in just a couple of weeks.
April 5th.
Salt River Fields. Everybody come out for that because that is a blast. That is where we also are doing the Redneck Games.
Oh, yeah.
Where we have a series of just really fun contests going on. We're going to have tons of bars and live bands all day and obviously barbecue.
Of course, barbecue.
Barbecue, April 5th.
We will have that. We'll make sure that we put a link up, Philippius, on our website as well as a fullcourtpressradio.com. We'll put a link up on both of our events pages.
And of course, you guys are invited.
Of course. Well, if there's anything with barbecue,
I'd love to see you at the Arizona Barbecue Festival, too. Bootleggers is going to be there in full effect.
Nice.
We're going to have a booth out there. We're going to be selling some great barbecue all day long.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, I know if you guys are selling that bacon, Ryan's going to be out there.
Oh, my goodness. Have you had any of the bacon, Jake?
Dude, the bacon is all right.
What is this one right here?
You can't have that one because that's mine.
Oh, good.
That's mine. The peppered bacon is mine.
That's
mine over there.
I'm going
to
think.
Actually, just stick to that plate.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you guys
something. Tell us a little bit more, and I'm going to dive into some of this.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to put a big smile on your bacon-loving faces.
Uh-oh, we need a timpani for this one, I think. Okay, hold on.
Get it going. This is big.
There's a timpani here. You got about 7 seconds. All right.
You ready?
Here it comes.
At this year's Arizona Barbecue Festival, for the first time, we're going to be debuting the Bacon Zone.
Oh, my gosh.
That just sounds
the Bacon Zone.
Bacon Zone?
We're going to have over a dozen restaurants all bringing down bacon dishes. Now it could be bacon ice cream.
Oh my god.
It could be spaghetti carbonara.
You gotta be kidding
me. It could just be bacon. But we're gonna have a dozen or so, 15 restaurants I believe at the moment are signed up to participate in this, and it's just an all bacon experience at the barbecue festival.
Rick, do you need any judges?
Actually, we might.
I already feel my arteries clogged.
That's me, not him. I'm a judge. I eat more than he does.
Jake, I didn't even bring my arteries with me today because I was planning on eating so much. If you need any judges, you just give me a call. Ring, ring, ring. I'll leave them at home. Ring, 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 and I am there.
No, when it comes to bacon, the more the merrier.
Oh, bacon, bacon. I saw somebody post up a picture on the Book of Faces that said, "I love you more than bacon." And I had to comment back because it's impossible to love someone more than bacon.
Well, you know, I mean, the Bootleggers is bacon, the bacon board, which you guys are enjoying today.
Bacon.
We're all about bacon.
It's the Bacon Live Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Bacon Live Show. Exactly. It's the Swine Show.
I love it. Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse, 3375 East Shea Boulevard. Are we going to have the pleasure on trying a few more of your creations later on in the show there, Chef?
Most definitely.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Let's give them a hand one more time. Rick Phillips. Chef, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jacob, thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you guys a little bit later in the show.
Right.
I think our intern may have passed out. How was the bacon?
What's this sauce right here? Before you take off, I got to know.
Onion jam.
Onion jam. Absolutely amazing.
Can I put this on toast?
Yes, you can.
I'm
going to
have onion jam and Nutella sandwiches. That is delicious.
It is so good. And then you put that on some bacon. This right here, this stuff. What's this one over here? I got to try that.
Red pepper jam.
Give me some of that red pepper jam.
All right.
Oh, there's a radio show. Somebody should be talking.
The food is good.
I'm talking to the food right now.
What? Oh, man.
Yeah.
So we're open 7 days a week.
Tell us, Jacob. Go ahead, please.
11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And we have happy hour 7 days a week, 3 to 6. So come down. One thing we didn't mention, too, is we have cold smoked chicken wings. That's a whole other conversation altogether.
You smoked a who?
A chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Cold.
Yeah, and then we do a lot of other things with them that we probably shouldn't say on the radio. But delicious. All delicious.
That ain't right, y'all. This is ridiculously crazy.
Thank you.
This food is delicious.
It's so good. Did you put the onion jam on it, too?
I'm going to need you to stop telling me what to do with my bacon.
you need to do it if you want to do it right.
I'm trying to savor the moment here.
Yeah. You're not savoring anything. You're wasting it.
We're going to probably burn a lot of bridges right here, Jay. We didn't have a whole lot of people come and prepare for us food on our show, and I love them and appreciate them, but they ain't never done nothing like this.
Mm-mm.
This is stupid. This is so dumb. I want to hit Philippians in his face.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
My nose is running because I won't take your bacon.
Open 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
It's okay.
Both locations.
We have some later hours Friday and Saturday at our Scottsdale location. It tends to be a later venue.
Awesome.
And we're open till 1 down there.
Now, before we let you guys go and we get back to wherever our intern did, because he is probably outside probably holding up a sign outside the freeway ramp by now. Can I try your
apple pie moonshine?
Moonshine.
I'll be right back.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm going to try some of that, too.
Okay, I'm telling you. Okay, while the moonshine is coming, let's get back to the intern. Where is the intern? With the envelope. Okay, there he is. Take your time.
Oh my goodness.
You mad because you didn't get any bacon?
Yeah. Go ahead. Grab that fat.
Grab some fat dipped in fat.
Good, right?
That's right.
You're in my shot.
Okay, now you're in the shot.
Yeah. No.
Ain't nobody told you to sit down. Go back over there.
Come on, man.
I know I tell you to sit down.
Did you lose your manual?
Come on, intern.
Yeah. All right. So, Bacon Scott.
Oh, Bacon Scott. That's me.
Bacon Scott. I have something for you. This is the wedding gift that I didn't give you.
Okay.
And it's as soon as he's done.
Let me finish my bacon.
He also wants to let you know that the bacon plate is also part of his wedding gift.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, the bacon. So that's, you have a card gift there that I that's from all of us.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
That's from all of us here. Just go. You have a napkin right in front of you, you little nasty boy.
I got jeans on too. I'm eating with my fingers right now.
You little nasty boy just wiping his jeans on. But that's
he just grabbed a butter knife to open up the letter.
Yes, I did.
You sealed the letter? You sealed the card? Why'd you seal the car? We was going to present it to him on the show.
All right. He sealed the car. So I just opened it for those listening back at home.
That looks like an Amazon gift card. What is that right there? What does that look like there? That's an Amazon what?
This is an Amazon gift card through FullCourtPressRadio.com.
Or FatGuyRadioShow.com / Amazon.
Or FullCourtPressRadio.com.
Yeah. FatGuyRadioShow.com / FullCourtPressRadio.
And it looks like I got a happy wedding day card. It's got a bride and a groom kissing in the back of a limo, it looks like.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay. With little glitter flowers on it, which is nice.
Isn't that great? And you don't have to read it. You can save it for you and Cammy.
Today is a magical
day. Okay, go ahead and read
it. There are dances to dance, tears to cry, garters to toss, cake to cut, and smiles to smile. But most of all, there's love to share, love to celebrate, love to wish upon. Oh. Congratulations to both of you.
That was great.
Thank you very much. And
what is the gift card from again?
Amazon.
On FatGuyRadioShow.com.
FatGuyRadio.com. / Amazon.
Check Amazon.
Okay. Hey. All right. Were you able, intern, where is he? I got another question for him. Come up here. Please approach the console here.
Oh, he's sad now.
Are you sad?
He ate all his bacon. Now
all right,
he's
now
sad.
Leave.
You're really good at standing in my way. Good. People can't see me when you're standing right there. You got to go over there, intern. All right. He's still learning. We still love you. That's okay. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. Put your feet up.
Ooh. Don't really put your feet up.
I'm going to present you with the challenge, okay? You went back and you got the card. That's fine, right? And you went and got this card, and then you went and got Ryan's other card, right? Okay? I'm going to ask you to see if you can go find my cell phone. And we're going to time you to go find my cell phone in the back. Can you do that for us? Yes. Yes. Okay.
Face.
Go find my cell phone, and we're counting down now. Oh, go ahead. Hurry up, because more food is out here. Hurry up. Find my cell phone, please. What do you think the chances are he's going to find my cell phone?
Is it in your pocket?
Is it in your pocket? You got it on you.
Oh, that's not my cell phone, Flippus. No, my cell phone is back there in the back.
Oh, he ain't finding it.
He ain't gonna find it.
It's in the toilet.
Right, we're gonna give him 3 more seconds. This is his challenge. Let's see if he can do it.
Check the smoker.
Because I was under the smoker before while we were doing that. All right, Jacob is back up here. Jacob, we got more food hitting the table. Very quickly, tell us what we have here and what you brought out. Good night.
All right, we have our brisket hash tacos right here.
Oh.
It's gonna be our 14-hour smoked brisket hash.
Okay.
It cooked down with onions, tomatoes, put on a corn tortilla, a little lettuce, onion.
Jesus.
Phenomenal. Yeah, you're going to like that.
I'm
and then this is
coma.
Our nacho flat.
Those are nachos, Jake.
Again, nachos.
Oh, I'm eating them.
Oh, my God.
I don't care what you say.
And this is going to be off of our house-made tortilla chips.
Oh,
has
man.
Our brisket hash on top with a little cheddar cheese sauce, jalapeno, cilantro, and avocado relish.
That is insane. We're going to dive into those.
I have a question.
Now, go right ahead.
Do I detect cinnamon? In this moonshine?
Oh, we got moonshine.
That is what you
Where
detect.
My mama at? Yeah, look over there, mama.
That is delicious.
Is that delicious or
it
what?
It is divine.
Be very careful with that. You gotta be. He tell you, be careful, very careful
Lord,
with
that. Oh, Lord, that's a good drink.
And then just to ice the cake.
Hold on. Y'all don't understand. Intern, come back. You didn't find it. Come back. Oh, Lord, let me tell you, I've drank some of that moonshine, and you know, I feel it, DT. Whoa! oh, Lord! Let me have a little bit more. I can't feel it, DT.
And then if that moonshine wasn't enough, then I also have a moonshine float.
Ooh, a moonshine who?
A float?
They float?
Do you see where it came to?
Yeah.
It's got the frothiness.
Oh, with the cinnamon on top.
A cinnamon stick. Let me try a little bit of this. Mama, look over there. There's a bird or something. Oh, Lord.
And that right there is our Fire Moonshine.
What?
Get some more.
Keep going.
Oh, man.
Can I get a witness?
I feel good. Way down deep.
In your soul.
Wait.
I get to play too.
You in the
you
wrong,
gave me a mic.
You in the wrong color church. You know you in the wrong color church.
I always go to the wrong color
you
church.
You in the wrong color church.
I like the wrong color
you
church.
You like the wrong color church?
Yes, it's more
well,
fun.
Then, well, you know what? Then let's just go.
Yes.
This is ridiculous, Jacob. I'm sorry you shouldn't invite us here if you knew we was going to act a fool. All right. Tell us what else we have. I'm sorry I'm in Toronto. I'm running a little drunk.
We stopped at the float. That's
we stopped
the
with the
one.
Float?
We got
this is ridiculous.
Vanilla ice cream.
There's an apple on there.
Apple pie moonshine.
There's vanilla ice cream.
Apple cider.
Okay.
And like you say, a cinnamon shtick.
A cinnamon shtick. And there is moonshine in here?
Yes, sir.
I just had to. Anytime you say it, I had to hit it one more time. Don't you feel it? Don't y'all feel the moonshine? Don't you feel the Philippians? Hey, Bacon, you feel the moonshine?
Yeah.
I know you do. I know.
Halves.
Well, sure. All right, I'm sorry. Jacob, please, this is good?
That's your spread for right now. We're going to be coming back out with our bootlegger burger, a couple other items to keep it moving.
Man.
Where's the intern? Thank you very much, Jacob. This is delicious, and I'm glad I'm the only one that got one. Where's the intern? Come back, boy. Come here. You didn't find it? You didn't find it. Okay, well, what were you? Okay, well, what? Did you get sad? What is this? I said, get the cell phone, and he brings me a little yellow bunny with a kid hat on it.
You like that little yellow bunny?
With the kid hat on it.
I'm curious as to how the little bunny made it. Have we made it?
What's happening?
I don't know.
Why'd you bring this?
Have we made you still standing in my shot? Can't nobody see through your big head? Is we making you sad?
Just never learn.
Do we make you sad? Do you want to try a nacho? We go, okay, try. Come up here, try a nacho. DT help him because Lord Jesus.
Get he your brought, hand off of that.
Why do we even have this here? Give this to somebody.
Yeah, you can put it on my plate.
I don't want it.
I don't know what it is. Okay, try the nachos while you're there, oh, crazy boy.
I'm dirty.
How are the nachos? Are the nachos good? Are they good?
Oh
all right. God. We love our intern. I don't know where he got that bear from. Give him a hand one more time.
I like his bear.
His name
though.
Is Intern. He is awesome.
How's the nacho?
How's the nacho? Muchioso? Okay, I need you to take that nacho, get out of the guest chairs. Actually, before you go, put that down. Straighten those guest chairs up because we got the big celebrities that we're going to talk to next here. So kind of straighten those up from them. Folks, we got, we're going to move on. Good. Nora, we already have 50 minutes or do we start a little later?
The intern's a little slick right now. He kind of low-key stole half of my taco.
He sure did jack your tacos, didn't he?
He sure did.
He sure was smart.
He just jacked
we
your
do
taco.
Love our intern, y'all. Don't send your letters to me.
Send it to Philippians.
Don't you send your letters to me. Send them to Philippians. Just remember, if you upset at how we treat our intern, just remember I got moonshine. Huh? Well, all right, we're going to talk to some real special celebrity guest boys. We're going to have to focus up. Y'all hold off back there in the kitchen because we got the ones that everybody came to see. Because these boys definitely got way more talent than anybody sitting up here combined. We're going to talk to some very special friends that are sitting at our VIP table. Boys, if you want to make your way over to the guest chairs there, intern, help them out, direct them where to go, give them a microphone and whatnot. Let me tell y'all a little bit about who we have here. In 1956, childhood friends Bobby Rogers, Smokey Robinson, Claudette Robinson, Ronnie White, and Pete Moore formed the Miracles and embarked on a career that would surpass their wildest dreams. Motown founder Berry Gordon recorded and released Shop Around, a number one smash on all the charts, giving the record company its first gold seller and establishing the Miracles and giving Motown their first gold seller. The timeless music of the Miracles gained in popularity through movie soundtracks such as The Big Chill, Platoon, Donnie Brasco, and in 1994, Bobby Rogers and Claudette Robinson rediscovered Sidney Justin on a quest to reunite the Miracles. Today, Sidney Justin, Carrie Justin, Cordell Conway, and Melvin Bridges make up the Motown sounds of the Miracles. The group continues to keep the Motown sound alive by performing their songs such as Shop Around, I second that emotion. Tears of a Clown, Love Machine, You've Really Got a Hold on Me, Tracks of My Tears, Ooh, Baby, Baby, and many, many more. And here with us today are two of the four miracles, Cordell Conway and Melvin Bridges. Let's welcome them to the show, everybody.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, if you never had fun, listen to you meet these now. Everybody knows the Motown sounds of the Miracles, and I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way because I'll get in trouble for this. Sydney Justin, the lead singer, was scheduled to be here. He is a little bit in Mexico. Did your microphone go off?
A little bit in Mexico? Is that like pregnant?
Mexico.
He is a little bit in Mexico.
Mexico.
And so he sends his apologies for not being here, but he was scheduled to be here.
Why am I feeding back?
Because our producer over here don't know what the hell he's doing. But you were both part of the Miracles.
Yes, sir.
And Sydney was supposed to be here, and he wasn't able because he had to end up traveling a little bit. But the last time we had both of you, the whole entire group on the show, was back when we were promoting the Breast Cancer Society event at the Comerica Theater.
Yes.
Right, formerly the Dodge Theater. And I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to you guys backstage at your rehearsals.
Yes.
And we had a good time. So what has been going on since then, man? What's been going on? And thank y'all also for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Hey, let me say this quickly. This bootlegger barbecue, what is this?
Bootlegger's Modern American Smokehouse.
That's a great name.
Yeah, it is.
And I predict it's going to get bigger.
It's going to get bigger. Bootlegger's blowing up, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
And I love it.
And I'm predicting he's going to be eating before he leaves.
Call it.
That's
call
what
it.
I'm predicting.
We got to make sure you
eat.
We got to
get him a plate.
Leave.
We can give him some nachos.
Well,
not right now. Not right now. Hey, Corey, look.
Yes,
look,
sir.
You know, the man's name is Barry Gordy, not Gordon. You said
what did I say?
Oh, I wanted to say
too. You said Gordon. Barry Gordy.
Gordy.
Come on, man.
I wonder who typed this.
Because he would go off.
It was the intern.
I wonder who typed this.
He don't play. He don't play. He don't play.
Intern.
We're looking at you.
My notes.
It's an intern.
No. We ain't talking about the NASCAR driver, Jeff Gordon.
Trying to get my jaw
joke. Barry Gordy.
It's Barry
Gordy.
Gordy.
Yes.
I should know that.
Yes.
I'm a slave to my script. Please forgive me.
That's it. I love you, brother.
May the Motown gods forgive
me. You ain't lying.
You got that wrong burgundy going on.
So what's been going on with the Miracle since we last spoke? You guys been all over the place.
Well, we did the show, and after that, we did a show in Christmas time at the MIMS Theater.
Yes.
The Musical Instrument Museum. It was really nice, man.
Awesome.
And we've doing a couple of benefits. We work for, what was the name of that thing we did in last month, January? It was for that sex trafficking thing.
Yeah,
what was
it's
that?
A sex trafficking.
It's some
thing.
Serious
it's
stuff.
A benefit
man.
For victims of. Former victims of sex trafficking.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, it was an honor to do that.
Brilliant. It's a great thing. Man.
That's been a big thing, a big topic that's been going on for a while, especially.
Yeah, you know, Arizona's a hot spot.
Yeah. And with the Super Bowl coming here,
it's going to be hotter.
It's going to get even hotter.
Yeah,
that's definitely. So you guys were involved in that as
well. Yes, yeah. You know, Sydney will. Sydney's the original member of the Miracles. He's been with them for 18 years.
Wow.
And he makes sure that we do benefits, you know, for various causes, breast cancer, the sex trafficking thing. And then we have some other things that we're going to do, too. So we try to give back.
Sure.
So we're trying to give.
We do a lot of things for kids.
Yeah, for the students, too.
Absolutely.
For the children.
For the cheering.
For the cheering.
Now, what's so great is that I've met all four of them, all four of y'all sitting down, all of the Miracles, and What's so great about them is that they are some crazy cut up personalities, especially Cordell.
Yes.
Cordell, I don't know why you sitting there all cool, daddy, now.
No, listen, seriously, hey, I want everybody to know that you know I'm actually tired of because my wife is out of town.
Oh, okay.
I can't sleep.
Oh,
I can't eat.
Oh, okay.
What else?
That's because you never get make it home.
Yeah. So I'm kind of tired, y'all. Tell me what that girl say. What she say?
A man like you should never be left unsupervised.
Yeah, that's what she told me. So I'm kind of tired, people.
Kind of tired.
I got the shades on, but you know.
And you still came out here to hang out with us at Live Show 2014.
Yes,
you know, that's what I love so
much. We appreciate it.
If I had a smooth voice like him, my wife would never leave.
Cordell is smooth.
They I'm trying to get my voice like him,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, they always come and go. Hey, they always come and go.
All
right. Think about that. Anyway.
So, Cordell, for Melvin, what's been going on with you, man?
I'm the little shy one of the group.
You're the shy one?
I'm innocent.
Not when y'all up there on the stage. Now, if y'all know about the Miracles, you know they known for their dance moves, and they got some choreographed dance moves. There ain't no way you the shy one of the group, man.
He ain't shy, bro. He ain't shy.
There ain't no way you shy. I didn't see you jump 4 or 5 feet up off the ground. There ain't no way, man. I'm telling you, if you ever get the opportunity to see the Motown Sounds of the Miracles live, you best to go see it, pay the ticket to go and see them, because it is a show. It is
a show. Thank you,
brother. I'm telling you right now.
He was there. He was there.
I totally was there, sitting up there screaming like, ah, come on. I was acting a fool. I had one lady stand up behind me and say, excuse me, sir, you are a little large. Can you sit down?
That was cool.
Yeah.
At least she just called you a little large. I would have called you a big large.
See what?
I would have called you a lot of large.
Excuse me, sir. You are
large.
A lot of large right there. Could you please sit down?
Helping.
I want to dance back here and see.
Helping or hurting.
Can you sit down and move to the side?
I partied myself off in row nice 9, part. Seat 6. I'm telling you, I remember that because I was there. Row 9, seat 6. I parted myself off, but right. Melvin, you have, outside of the Miracles, I wanted to, since you both are here, I kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit and mention it, that outside of the Miracles, you also have a school.
No, I don't have a school. I'm a part of a African drum and dance theater. It's called Kawambe.
Okay. All right, hold on just 1 second. Yeah. Why does this say a school? Really?
They try.
Oh, sorry.
He was a high school teacher, right? You were a high school teacher?
No, Cordell's a high school teacher.
Cordell's a high school teacher. Right. Your notes is messed up, too.
Well, that's just off of memory. That's me.
Hey, y'all got
that's good, though. That's good.
That is good.
Stop feeding back.
Melvin, that's
stop that.
He ain't right. He ain't knowing what he's doing. All right. Melvin, tell us a little bit more about the dance, African dance and drum school.
It's a group called Kawambe Omawale African Drum and Dance Theater.
One more time.
Omawale.
Yeah. Come on. Omawale?
Omawale. Means Omawale. The children have returned home.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah,
right.
All right. Now I see
and,
that. Y'all like that?
We teach classes here in the Valley.
Okay.
Phoenix,
locally as well.
It's locally here. Yeah.
That's incredible, man. Do you have a website or anything you want to throw out?
Yeah. Just Google Kawambe. K-A-W-A-M-B-E.
K-A-W-A-M-B-E.
We'll put up a link.
And all kinds of stuff might come up.
Great dancing. Ladies dancing for all you men in there who like the ladies dancing.
Yeah, if you're a man, you want to come see this. Yeah.
You should see this.
You need to see it.
Yes, it
I'm
is good.
I'm going to see it right now.
It is good. They're her, it's very nice.
And Mel, you were from originally, I believe.
New Jersey.
Jersey.
South Jersey. That's
South
me.
Jersey in
That's
the house.
Me. Yes, indeed.
And you are also an actor, a songwriter, and a producer, a percussionist as well. Good.
Yes. Night.
And you have worked with some very amazing people before making it to Motown. And some of those names, I don't know, Jake, you may or may not know these names. Al Green.
Yes.
Mm.
Yep. Journey.
Don't stop believing.
The Shy Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her?
Amazing jobs, man.
Thank you.
And your former partner, Miracle. I don't know how to refer to what y'all are. Is that your dance partner or your band member? What? How do you classify each other?
Well, just one of the singers, man. And we sing, you know. One of the singers that we dance. I was on the East Coast last month, and the lady said, oh, I saw your video. You're a dancer. I said, well, ma'am, yeah, but I am a singer. You know, dancing came second. You know what I'm saying? So it is funny, but we do sing and dance at the same time. It's very physical. It's a great show. I mean, I love to get up and shake my ass. You know what I'm saying?
So, you do.
In essence, that's what we do, ladies.
I think
that's right.
That's what you do.
I think when we joined the group, we thought we were going to be singers.
Yeah, it's an old guy.
There ain't no way. Y'all the whole
Shortly
full package.
Shortly into it, we found out you had to be a dancer.
Well, we didn't know. No, seriously. We tried out for the group, 2 years ago now.
Right.
And
take
you
some
know,
of the highs
you,
out.
Well, you think that, hey, you know, we know all of these old songs, you know, and we can do it. Bro, we didn't know him.
No.
And so it's Sydney, the leader, is he is a task Master.
Right.
He's tough.
And you were telling me about this the last time you were on the show, that we all do it. You put on a song, we in our cars or we in our shower, you better shop around. You know these songs. Yeah. True and true, tried and true. And I had the opportunity to sit in one of your rehearsals, and it really is. Yeah, my goodness. Yeah. You don't know them songs like you think you know them songs. Yeah, exactly. And Cordo, you were telling me about that, how it is, there's a lot more to it than just getting up there singing and shaking and moving around.
Yeah, true. It's an effort. It really is, and it's a group effort. With the troupe, I think there's 14 people with the show. We got the band, 7 band members, 4 singers, and we have dancers too. So it is it's a group effort, but the music is much more complicated than you think. It's simple, but it's complicated. So in Sydney, our coveted leader, he ain't nice, bro. Sydney's not here, so I'm gonna talk about Sydney.
Go ahead.
Sydney,
nobody's listening.
He has a basic saying that good is the enemy of the best.
Right.
And so we have to strive to be the best old school icon out there.
Does he ever give you any stories about him in his NFL days or any football stories?
Well, both Sidney and his brother Kerry played in the NFL, and they started. These guys are true ex-pros, and so they bring that work ethic to us, to training. And, it's very physical. I am in pretty nice shape.
rehearsals are like training camp.
It's tough. So I know these people haven't seen this because I can tell. But you guys, if we're doing the Celebrity Theater soon, is that possible? Did you mention that?
I'm not sure.
I know we may be going to the Staples Center April, May, to do a special show.
Yeah, I think that when I was talking
did he mention that?
Yeah, he did mention something to me, and then what we'll do is that we'll have all the information.
I'm not sure,
because
I don't know. Look.
Yeah, that's the schedule part. I understand.
We don't really know until we do, but we're scheduled to go to Canada, maybe New Zealand, Sydney, or Australia. We don't know. We like Navy SEALs.
Right.
We are ready to go anyway.
Ready to go. Now, Cordell, outside of the miracles, man, you also are a drummer, a producer.
And call it.
You also played behind, now some of these names you may know, Jake, as well.
I may know him.
Tina Turner.
Tina.
Worked behind Tina Turner.
Yes.
You have also played with the Osley Brothers.
Yes. They were just here.
They were just in town. I didn't hear that. And you
I didn't meet them. I didn't see them. Yeah.
And this isn't your first time.
No, sir.
With the miracles that either.
Listen, when I was 14 years old, I had the opportunity to back up the miracles in Richmond.
Yes.
And Claudette Robinson was on the show in May.
Yes.
And she asked me, would I come and be in her book? Well, interview for her book she's doing. So I haven't heard from her, though.
You ain't heard from Claudette?
Yeah, no. Did she call you, bro?
No, she didn't call me.
I've been waiting for her to call. Anyway.
I've been waiting for her to call me, too.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
I've been trying to get her on the show for months.
I had a true opportunity to back up Smokey when they were all young kids. I was younger, too, but it was truly, you don't know the greatness of people until afterwards. So I did play drums for him, and it was just one of those things.
Back in the day, man.
Back in the day when I was a child, when I was your age.
Wow. Nice. When he was 14.
When I was 14.
With your little yellow bunny.
15. Yeah. 15. Get it right.
I know, he is sitting there with the bunny.
He is holding the bunny like it's great. All right, let me get some plugs out, boys. TheMiraclesMusic.com is your website.
Yes, sir.
And also Facebook.com/MotownSoundsOfTheMiracles. We'll have all of that up on FatGuyRadioshow.com as well as Full Court Press Radio.
Footage, all kinds of things.
Yeah, man. We got a picture of you, Cordell, from the concert at Comerica Theater.
Oh, yeah?
You was as high off the ground as this table. I don't know what it was, but the whole show just bang.
Yeah.
And Cordell, I don't know how he just suspended in air.
Yeah. I want to do that.
You can't. You can't do that in here.
No, I was trying to levitate.
It was incredible.
He was happy.
Yeah. He was very
I'm
happy.
So happy.
Half along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
I'm so happy.
Half along. Yeah. All right, that's
I love that song, man.
I know what
I love that song.
It's
song,
some song. People have talked about Pharrell's Happy Song yeah. as being the modern day. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who
yeah.
would have thought that something very simple like just being happy would? You've been around music your entire lives. How do y'all feel about what's currently going on out there with Pharrell and just the happy songs?
Well, he's such a joy for me to hear somebody writing some great songs.
Sure. I mean,
coming up with some great songs. And happy is the essence of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, less is more. I mean, the simpler the song is, the easier it is that we can take it, you know, and it's a great song. And he's one of the many young writers. You know, we got writers, people do music, then we got the rappers that come on. I mean, that's some great music still coming out. Yeah. You may not hear it regularly, you know, but there's some great tunes coming out.
Yeah, that's a universal message.
Yeah, man, it's great music.
You know, you can sing about all kinds of things, but
especially love,
you know, love and happiness.
I mean, everybody needs love.
It's an easy topic,
it's a very easy topic. What'd you say, yeah. Daniel?
I said you can't go wrong with love.
My man's married. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you. Yeah, congratulations on that. Boy.
We don't get no pounds on this side of the table.
Okay, your training has officially started.
Yeah, brother.
Give him some advice. Give him some advice.
Oh, no.
Go on.
Well, okay. Wait.
Cornell, do the best.
Give him advice for you. Happy wife, happy life.
Thank you.
Happy wife, happy life.
There you go.
When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody
happy.
All right. You heard that, right?
Yeah, and listen, I got you.
Okay, how about this? Now you just got married. You guys going to have kids?
Yeah, in a little while.
Question. Yeah. Here's the question. Why are babies so fragile?
No idea.
Because their heads pop off.
No. they are fragile simply because they are put together with one screw.
Oh, thank y'all, Cornell, ladies and gentlemen.
Cornell.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'll give it
you like that one?
Oh, we got to get
thank
out
you.
Of here. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, wow. That's not overmodulated, Philippians.
I felt that.
Oh, good Lord. Oh,
this is like I said. A man like you should never be left unsupervised.
But that's true, though.
Y'all give it up for the House of the Miracles, yeah. Cornell Conway, and Melvin Bridges.
Right. So
we love you guys so much for coming out here and doing with this. We're coming up at the end of the show. If y'all want to panel with us for the rest of the show, you're welcome to stick around. You know, stick around and hang out. I want to get to one thing that the full court. Have y'all had eats?
I will eat all of it.
Okay,
I was just trying to let you have some.
I will have some after the show.
All right, that's
fine. DT, on your show, Daniel Taylor and DT, we hear the same thing. Every once in a while, you guys have a bit that we do called the Tweet of the Week.
Yes, we do.
Could you bring a 2014 Fat Guy Radio, Full Court Press Radio Tweet of the Week for us?
Yes,
are you
I
ready
will.
With it?
I'm pulling it up right as we speak.
All
right,
let me know when you're ready for your little sounder over here.
All right.
I got the little sounder ready for you. This is the bit that they do on FullCourtPressRadio.com. So, Daniel, whenever you're ready, take your time. It's just a live show.
It's just a live show?
I can't find it.
Jake, you've been kind of silent as you just put food in your mouth. How are you, buddy? You okay?
I can set up the Tweet of the Week.
You can set up the Tweet of the Week? All right, set up the Tweet of the Week.
I got
it. He found it. So
set it up.
While I set it up.
Set it up.
Many people have heard of Flight MH-730?
Yes, MH-730.
And this is going to probably segue possibly into something else.
I thought it was 370.
370?
Absolutely. 370?
Yeah. 370. MH-370, whatever the numbers are, right?
Yeah.
The idea is that it's 279 missing.
Sure.
Right? And so MH missing.
I totally know where this is going.
Missing 279.
Uh-huh.
So we decided to look up some tweets.
All right. So let's get now for Full Court Press Radio's Tweet of the Week.
All right, so Darth Coffeeus, at Darth Coffeeus, tweets
at Darth Coffeeus,
he tweets out the quote of senior Afghan official when asked whether or not MH370 flew over Afghanistan, and the quote reads:
Afghan official, senior Afghan official, all
senior right. Afghan official.
Okay.
When asked that question, the quote reads: I have 99 problems, but a plane ain't one.
Oh, Lord Jesus. That's Hello. Full Court Press Radio's Tweet of the Week. Uh-oh, some more food just hit the table. Here. Bootlegger burger medium rare. And we were at the part of the show where Full Court Press Radio kind of takes over a little bit.
Yeah.
But I want to get into the missing flight. Now, I apologize, but is it too soon for the jokes with the Malaysia flight yet? Because I'm still trying to figure out how you lose a 777. It would take Malaysia to lose a 777. That's a big plane. That's a big bird.
All of their citizens are on that plane, right? I mean, how many people really live in Malaysia?
239. Cordell, how do you lose a bird? Philippians, pay attention.
It's a UFO abduction.
A UFO? Oh, Lord Jesus, here we go.
I'm serious.
Well, you will see.
Think it's a UFO?
I have another tweet.
Uh-oh.
You're asking how you lose it.
The tweet was a picture of the alien spokesperson saying, I seriously tell you guys, we had nothing to do with this one.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. No, Melvin, what were you going to say?
That's what I said.
Well, obviously, if you turn off the transponder, that's one way.
Yeah, if you turn off the transponder. I don't get this. And if you don't know that this plane is missing, I don't know what rock you've been under, but there is a huge plane, 239 people just disappeared last week. Ain't nobody been able to find it.
Nowhere.
Now, this is why I'm a little confused, and I'm sorry if I'm a little insensitive about this subject. But your last tweet, your last thought, the last time you was hanging out in your backyard, the last time you went over to your neighbor's house, what time you clocked in at work, what time you started your car up, somewhere is a camera catching it. Or in your phone. Somebody got to know where this plane is.
It's documented.
You can't tell me that there's just a 777 just out the air. Wasn't Mark Zuckerberg just yesterday talking to President Obama about them spying on his Facebook pages, but yet we lost a bird.
Is that true?
Yes, he was talking to the president about all of this spying that's going on or that they want to do on Facebook.
Wow. That's why
if they can
the
do
of,
that,
the book of faces.
If they can do that on Facebook, your cell phones can tell anybody anywhere where you are at all times. How does a big bird just fall out the sky?
It's because no this big bird was made out of sticks and gum.
That's a Malaysian big bird. Sticks and gum. It's crazy. I don't get it. Jake, what is your take? I'm sure you've heard of this big story that's been going on.
Yeah, man. I've seen a lot of theories online about it.
A
lot of theories.
Did you hear the UFO
conspiracy
thing?
Theories?
Yeah,
UFO?
There's a conspiracy theory online that this happens more often than people know about.
We lose airplanes.
That airplanes are lost more often than we realize.
But we normally find them a couple of days later, or wreckage or something. This plane is gone, folks. Gone.
You're talking about Cessnas, right? Not 777.
It's a Cessna. But we pray for everyone.
Yeah, we really do. Yeah.
So I'm not making light of it, and you're not making light of it, but it is strange.
It's very
that large plane totally disappeared.
Yeah.
And I truly think, now you guys may be laughing at me.
No, I'm laughing at myself because I can't figure this out.
I'm telling you, man, it's something. I was reading in the paper this morning where the guy, the pilot, might have went crazy and did a suicide thing.
Yeah, they're trying to investigate the pilot and the co-pilot now.
And I know the families are really on a serious tip. They don't have any closure on it, and I know they're going crazy.
That's sad.
And
that's,
I am sad about it.
Well, they do know that the plane flew for another four hours.
But there's something else going on,
after
y'all.
The transponder.
There's got to be something else going on.
I think they just said, actually, today that they 7.5 hours possible that it could have flown.
It was still flying.
So, I mean, 7.5 hours is what, here to New York, right? That's about the length of that flight.
Pretty much.
So that's the radius that it could be at after the transponder went out.
I mean, something that big go up missing would be kind of like me just missing from the studio. You guys, without nobody
you
knowing.
You can't hide no
You
place.
Cannot hide, yeah. Corey.
Yeah. No place.
So how can you hide a 777? I'm telling you, it's crazy and it's weird. But let's switch gears a little bit here because that's a sad story. Something that ain't so sad. Ryan. what's going on with our Phoenix Suns?
Ain't so. That's a sad story too.
No, hey man.
Well, just in the past couple of weeks.
Just in the past couple of weeks, Ryan, what is going on with our Phoenix Suns?
We dropped three in a row.
Of course we did.
We lost it. Everybody was happy. We were sitting pretty comfortably in the seventh spot. Not super comfortably.
Right.
But you'd think, looking at it, that we might be able to catch a struggling Portland team.
Sure.
Or something like that. Maybe even get up above the Warriors, because we usually play really well against them. And because we had two games left against them, maybe gain some ground on them. And so, you know, of course, I decided to go all in. You know, I was a little hesitant, especially since the beginning of the season. They're talking about how bad they are, so I had to convince myself that it was okay that they suck. So finally, I decided to put my heart into it. And I went to down to U.S. Airways Center and gave it to President of Operations of Basketball and the team.
Of course.
Told them, here's my heart.
They welcomed you in with open arms.
And they're like,
arms.
Oh, thank you. We've been waiting for this all season. Let's stomp on it right now. We're going to drop three games in a row. We're going to drop one to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are absolutely horrendous. I mean, they have Kyrie Irving, but I mean,
well, we had
they ain't got
Bledsoe
the talents
back.
Of South Beach, that's for sure. And
we lost to Cleveland when we just got Bledsoe back.
Yeah, and we had Bledsoe back, so you're thinking, all right, we got Bledsoe back. We dropped those games, so it's okay. Now Bledsoe's back. Those were tough games. We win that phenomenal game against the Thunder like a week and a half ago. And so everybody's on cloud nine. That's when I actually went down to U.S. Airways Center. It was after the Thunder win.
I was actually with him because I had to perform the surgery.
Sure.
To give the heart over.
Oh, and he actually. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Just a side note.
You guys are good, man.
I know, right? We won. Yeah. We didn't win.
Don't pay attention to this show down here. That's I understand. Good, it's a sports show. Cordell Hall. Y'all good about that? I'm down here. There's maybe the moonshine talking. I might need a ride home.
We did beat the Celtics last night. It's not much of a game, though. It was an ugly win. We went on a 7-0 run at the end to win by 7 points.
That's great.
But well, we did win.
Who do the Celtics really have anyways? Kelly Olynyk? No,
yeah, I mean, Rondo and Avery Bradley. But
the guys, they got Bayless.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah. Bayless is a native, Bayless but we got a problem with his attitude. He acts
like
a little girl.
Like a malnourished Carlos Boozer.
Attitude is good,
malnourished Carlos Boozer.
What is what?
I said Bayless looks like a malnourished Carlos Boozer.
He does. He's a little miniature.
You gave up your heart to the Phoenix Suns. I was a little hesitant about giving up my heart to the Phoenix Suns because I knew they was going to do this later on in the season.
We can still get back into it, and I think if we can play somebody like Portland in the first round or something, we can get
Are
past
we back
the first
in,
round.
Though? Because last time
no,
I
we're
heard
not, we're 9 we're, still. We're a game and a half out.
Game and a half.
Game and a half out.
From the Mavericks and Memphis are both right there.
Let me say this, fellas. We have to give credit to the coach. We have a great coach.
Oh, yes.
He's not a good coach. He's a great coach.
He's an amazing
and
coach.
And you will see that the Suns, they will rise one whole
the
time.
Suns will rise again.
The Suns going to rise on everybody. I'm not lying.
Okay.
You remember that?
Suns
will
rise again.
That. And hold on. Well, one more thing that I must say.
Yes.
You're going to hear it first on this show that I predict that the Super Bowl, that the Cardinals will be in the Super Bowl right here.
Yeah.
Woo. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
I said it right here on this show. You remember that.
On Fat Guy Radio show. He
I
said it.
I said it.
Y'all whoa, whoa, this is a joint live show right
full
now.
Full Court Press
and
Radio, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it first on Full Court Press
y'all
Radio.
Y'all remember that.
Above our heads here is our symbol.
Full Court Press.
The four of us.
Hit the ding. Hit the ding. Can I get a ding? That's not a ding. Intern, you misprogrammed.
The four of us have our signs. Our names are up here real quick. Hold on. This is my name right here.
That's my name right there.
That's his name.
Epic fail.
I don't see your
what?
Name. Yeah.
My name is up
just
there.
Just because you have a sounder. We can do the epic fail. Do epic fail.
Epic fail.
See? We got it. What you talking about?
Do it again, man. Do it again. Wait, one more time.
Epic fail.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ding.
I'll give it to you. you guys definitely got it going. I'm a homer. I say myself I'm the beaten wife of the Phoenix Suns. No matter how many times they come home and sock me in the eye, I'm going back in, and I'm going to cheer for them because I love the Phoenix Suns,
and that's why
I got the props to moan and cry and complain about them because I'm still supporting them and loving them and watching the games and sitting there, and as soon as they go out and lose – I've been mad at them, and then when they win, I'm happy for them. It's just the way that it is, and I was born and raised right here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix is a great team,
and I'm gonna keep cheering for Phoenix as long as they're around.
Yep.
Right?
Suns, Cardinals,
Phoenix Suns fan in the place. Yeah,
I'm really excited for next Friday though when it comes to the Suns because next Friday is Star Wars night.
Star Wars night.
DT night.
Oh yeah, because DT is a big huge Star Wars.
Yes, they have Star Wars night.
really?
Yes, they do. This is actually going to be the third annual Star Wars night. It started off when we had Nash, and then we had Drogage last year, was it? They did one with Drogage. And this year, they're doing it again. And they have this nice shirt that I love. Someone should go buy it for me. Can I say any names?
Where would someone get a NBA shirt from?
NBA.com.
Oh, you did it wrong.
NBA store.com.
You did it wrong.
Did I do it wrong? Yeah. I did it wrong.
Fact,
I don't have my computer.
I know.
We
are slaves to our scripts. Have you realized that?
I am.
We got one computer up here, one iPad, and it's just for sound effects. But we are really slaves to our computer. I'm reading everything we entrusted the intern to type.
Ryan's the read guy.
Ryan is great at it, but if we don't have our notes and stuff in front of us, this is why we do so few live shows, because we need to have our scripts and stuff. Jake just ain't said nothing.
What do I do with my hands?
I don't know anything about sports.
Down.
When we in the studio, you just see this part of us. You don't know that we down here playing cards and Pictionary and Monopoly.
Yeah.
You know, concentrating in the scripts, and our producers are in our ears telling us, don't say that no more. Move over. Sit down.
You
stop.
Can't say that word.
Speed up. Go over there. Where you going? Who you talking to? Why you calling her? Why you calling him?
NGFP. NGFP.
NGFP.
NGFP.
That is so inside. Nobody out here knows what NGFP. I barely know what NGFP is.
Rex knows.
NGFP.
Frank's our photographer, that's no longer paying attention to the show. But the good thing is that the Phoenix Suns fans, I'm always going to be diehard Phoenix Suns fans. And Phoenix is a good place, Cordell. It really is a good place.
It's a great town, bro.
Too bad we can't keep the gas prices down where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's another story.
That's a whole other story. And in radio, we call that a segue. We're going to give it a little bit.
That's a segue right there.
That is a good. Oh, there's a big old huge cartoon-sized burger.
They put that a while ago.
I just don't know how to cut
that's
it up.
That's a sandwich,
for everybody.
Bro. That's a sandwich.
Why everybody should know that. Blow a horn or something.
That sandwich right there.
Yeah. I was about
that's
to
exactly
it.
What Ryan's heart looks like right now. with the bacon and the Suns all done to it.
That is
that's
ridiculous.
Ryan's heart.
I'm going to need four more of these in the back room. That is absolute. I didn't even know that there was a burger here. Where did Jacob come? Who dropped this off?
It's as big as your head.
I was paying attention to the superstars over there.
His head is gigantic.
Wait. I was paying attention to that.
Yeah. I was playing. We got to get y'all.
Yeah, you were wondering why I was silent?
Corey,
right
there. Wait a minute. You guys were talking about sports. You got to say something about our fabulous.
Our what?
Sexy.
Uh-huh.
Phoenix. Mercury.
Mercury. All right, boys, take it away.
The season is coming up soon.
I don't know nothing about no WNBA.
I love to watch them girls.
them girls have some making up to do because they had WNBA.
They have a lot of making up to do after last year. Brittany Griner did not perform the way she should have.
I mean, we love her. We're not saying we don't love her.
Take it away.
But she was outshined.
But she ain't no Della Donne.
She was outshined by Della Donne.
She ain't no Della Donne.
Della Donne. Get her here.
And we get Della Donne here.
But get her here.
I want them to stay conscious for the show. I don't need them.
I'm going to have to give her this.
For the show. They're going to
Ryan said he's going to give Della Donne his ring if she comes.
It probably only fit on her pinky toe, though. She's huge. Hey, 6'5".
I love him.
Why don't she bring Brittany Griner?
Yeah. Brittany Griner's voice is deeper than DT's.
Hey, yeah. I'm gonna blame that last comment on the moonshine.
No, I want the ladies, the man. Get them here, man, because they're wonderful girls, and they're real sweet. And
you got more pull than we do, Cordell.
Well, I ask her.
Your star is brighter than ours.
Yes, I will ask them.
We talking to the internet for a living.
Yeah.
You sing for millions of people across the world. We talking to the internet.
We will try to get some of them to come in.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
There's a box over there that's probably about 6 inches by 6 inches. That's all that listens to us.
Yep.
You got millions of people. We got a little old box over there that listens. If it wasn't for that little box over there, wouldn't nobody be listening. That's why we got to do live show 2014 and pay people to show up.
By the way,
we'll need your money back after this.
Yeah, we'll give
at the
you
end of the show. You're gonna give it back.
It's a money back guarantee for live show 2014. All right, where are the bootleggers boys at? We're about ready to wrap this up. We are at our. I got to go pay the meter. Where do they go? Is Jacob gone? Has Jacob left for the day? And Rick Phillips, is he still around somewhere? Can we get them back out? We just want to say thank you to them one more time if we can get them back out here. If not, they just left and said, well.
Give them a big hug and kiss.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming.
They got upset because you didn't eat the burger.
No.
I didn't know the burger was there.
I don't know how to cut it because I was looking at it like, how do you cut that in five, right? Like, or seven.
We're
trying to do seven.
I don't know.
I'm surprised you didn't grab it and just eat it.
I was tempted.
Ryan everything by himself.
Hey.
Notice
the chips.
The chips
are behind me.
Yeah, where did the chips go?
There were never chips. I'm like,
chips are there.
He didn't share with nobody else.
We had nachos at one point. They're not there anymore.
No, no whatsoever. All right, let's wrap this up, boys. This has been an absolute mitigated disaster, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. No, I'm kidding. It's been great. I got to say, there's Rick Phillips. Rick, we wanted to wrap up the show, but before we go, we just want to thank you one more time on the air. Melvin, if you wouldn't mind handing him your microphone just for a quick second there. Rick, it's bootleggersaz.com.
Correct.
Is the website. And you're also on
Facebook.com/bootleggersaz.
Yes,
that's correct.
And on the Twitterer.
Twitterer
as well, and we'll have all those links up on fatguyradioshow.com as well.
And full
as come visit us. Don't forget, come visit us at the Arizona Barbecue Festival April 5th.
Yes,
April 5th. Which just by the way is my birthday.
But happy birthday early.
So we're gonna have some birthday bacon.
I'm not gonna tell you happy birthday today because I'll tell you happy birthday April 5th.
But the festival.
At the festival.
Okay.
We'll have birthday bacon.
Yeah,
right? Birthday bacon in the bacon zone.
All right. DT is really good at telling you the day of.
Perfect. Thank you.
Exactly.
That's
a call.
MO.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
And your staff here is amazing. Coming out bootleggersaz.com. And also at the barbecue festival, and we'll have more information about that as well. Rick, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you coming out.
This. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, let's give Rick Phillips a hand clap, please.
Yeah.
We can give him back his dining room here. And, of course, Cordell and Melvin of the Motown Sounds of the Miracles. Folks, give him a hand.
Yeah.
We thank you. Our compressor's working overtime there because we can't hear none of that in our headphones.
No.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. Please let Sydney know. We appreciate it. Make sure that we get anything and that you need before you go. We'll take care of that for you back in our green area. And boys, Daniel, Ryan, Jake,
Flip.
I love all y'all for doing this. Wasn't it fun?
It was fun.
Did you have a good time?
I had fun.
It's good times.
Jake, how do you feel?
Yeah, crickets.
He ain't said nothing all show, and I finally decide to shut up, and he don't say nothing. Philippius, what about you? All right, but before we go, I want the intern. We're gonna do our shout out to Justin Bieber. You know, Justin Bieber's been in the news for. We're all out of time. We'll get to that next week. Unfortunately, folks, to live show 2014. Give yourselves a hand for being here, guys. I love you guys to death. Thank you for supporting this crazy thing that we do. You can find Full Court Press Radio, Ryan and Daniel Taylor's show, every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on fullcourtpressradio.com. You can watch them live, all your sports news, and they throw in a little extra. And then,
always,
of course,
extra.
Myself and Jake Woods, along with our executive producer, Philippius. You can catch Fat Guy Radio Show every Saturday at 4 p.m. on fatguyradioshow.com. You can also catch us live streaming. We weren't live streaming today.
No.
And so sadly. Thank you so much. Full Court Press Radio, plug your Facebook.
Facebook.com/ Full Court Press Radio. We got Twitter.com/FCP Radio. And you can also download Stitcher.
Yes, and follow us on Stitcher. Follow us on iTunes by clicking the iTunes button on FullCourtPressRadio.com.
I'll give it to you. You can also do the same thing for Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also available on Facebook. Like both Facebook pages, Facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Twitter, Twitter.com/Fat Guy Radio Show, and available on.
We're also on iTunes.
And.
Stitcher.
Amazon and Stitcher and all those things.
Yeah, so please support our
Spotify,
sponsors.
All of them.
Support bootleggers. They are doing it right out here in North Phoenix and also down in Scottsdale. Bootleggersaz.com. Of course, one more mention for themiraclesmusic.com. Also on Facebook at Facebook.com/Motown Sounds of the Miracles. I got to thank our photographer, Rex, for coming out and shooting video and taking pictures for this. Our executive producer, Philippius, I'm sorry for yelling at you earlier today, but we got it together, and hopefully this will sound good. To the staff and the crew, to all of you here, Kenya, I know you've got food in your hands, but put it down for a second and just give yourself a round of applause for coming out to our first live taping of 2014. We love you all, and as we say on my show, at the end of every show, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
It's us.
It's sports. It's loud.